This is KUT. When Austin Mayor Steve Adler took the job in 2015, he promised to do away with late-night meetings. Now, council members are considering actually doing something about that, including a rule prohibiting them from taking up new items after 10 p.m. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, sleep researchers are firmly behind this idea.
Early the morning of June 24th, 2016, Councilmember Delia Garza checked her watch.
We're making a decision about $720 million at 1:35 in the morning after lengthy discussions, after, in my opinion, no real agreement on this.
Eventually, council members took the first vote on what would become the city's $720 million transportation bond, approved by voters in November. As members voted, the clock tolled 1:36 a.m. They'd been on the dais for nearly 16 hours.
Is it the end of the world that day?
David Schneer, a psychology and neuroscience professor at UT, asks, why push it?
If you get up at 8 o'clock in the morning and you're staying up, you know, past a typical sleep time, you're going to decline in cognitive functioning.
This means a drop-off in our ability for
decision-making, so being able to hold, say, several ideas in mind at once and then manipulating those ideas and coming up with some kind of answer.
Those who have been awake for too long also have trouble paying attention and a hard time accessing long-term memory. Over the past 2 years, 1 in 5 council meetings ran past midnight. More than 1/3 of meetings ran past 10 p.m. In some cases, city leaders have acknowledged the negative effects of voting that late. Councilmember Ora Houston said she regretted a vote in June she'd taken on the mobility bond. She said she was fatigued and having trouble processing information. Councilmember Greg Kassar also had his issues at that late meeting.
I realize how edgy I was getting by the end of the night.
Common when you've been awake for too long, says Schneer.
You may blow your top more readily at 2 in the morning than you would at, say, 3 in the afternoon.
Late night council meetings are tough.
Carmen Llanos Pulido is the community director for Go Austin, Vamos Austin, known as GAVA. Among other issues, the group supports safer transportation options for people in Southeast Austin, one of the city's largest Hispanic districts. Pulido organizes Dove Springs residents to come and speak to council. As someone who testifies,
the ability to cognitively think about something and vote is certainly one question, but also a human being's ability to listen diminishes not only in the late hours of the night, but after a certain number of hours at any time of day of taking input.
But Pulido says sometimes there's a benefit to keeping odd hours.
I do remember that one of those late nights that we had residents testifying, one of the residents was one of those people who works odd hours and works 2 or 3 jobs at a time and actually was able to stay late and give testimony.
Okay, can you tell me your name and what time it is?
My name is Jared Kinsler, and the time is 12:56 a.m.
Jared's my boyfriend. To be clear, I'm not drunk, even though I sound it.
I was actually asleep.
And had been for 2 hours.
And why are you up this late?
I'm productive at night. I find it, I'm awake and creative at night.
Jared often stays up until 1 or 2 in the morning, reading and writing music. It's been a point of pain in our relationship. I'm a morning person. Like 6:30 a.m., I'm wide awake and ready to go. If he could, he'd sleep until noon. But on this Tuesday night, I asked him to wake me up before he went to bed, so I could read him this.
The city manager is directed to develop recommended proposition language for council consideration by August 11th, 2016. That's in the past. For placement on the November 2016 ballot, requesting authority for the sale of $720 million in general obligation bonds. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Partially.
Genetically, we have figured out that there are morning larks and night owls. So there are some people who perform really well in the middle of the night.
Pat Carter is an associate professor of nursing at UT. She specializes in sleep research. Councilmember Kathy Tovo, for example, hardly looks bothered at these late meetings. She told me she's one of those night owls. But Carter says that's of little help for people who need to be on the dais at 10 a.m. when meetings start.
The problem comes when we start our day at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, and then we expect to still be able to function well at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and make those potentially major life-altering decisions for people.
Caffeine, I'm sorry to say, has its limits.
If your decision-making abilities are drained, your tank is empty, coffee's not going to make it any sharper. If that, it's just can only do so much to add. It's an additive effect. So first thing in the morning, yes, it'll make you a little sharper. Your brain is rested. But as you move throughout the day and you just deplete those stores and your abilities, coffee's not going to add anything to it.
Council members have spent hours over the past several weeks talking about how to make their meetings more efficient, including no new items after 10 p.m. Other ideas? Limit public testimony and post items further in advance so council members have time to digest them. Here's my idea. Play them off the dais like at the Oscars.
I'm so tired. I haven't slept a wink.
Wait, before I go. Fun fact for listeners. Mayor Steve Adler does not drink coffee. Do with that what you will. Audra McGlinchey, KUT News.
And fix myself a drink. No. I'm so tired. I don't know what to do. I'm so tired. My mind is set on you. I wonder.